South Korea is trying to keep negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea moving ahead after last week's summit in Vietnam ended without a new deal. When the talks collapsed, it dealt a setback to South Korea's plans to engage with the North. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Seoul.
The timing could not have been more awkward. President Moon Jae-in had scheduled a speech celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Korean independence movement against Japanese colonialism for Friday, the day after the Hanoi summit. Moon presented a grand vision of a peaceful peninsula despite the diplomatic deadlock of just a day before.
한반도의 하늘과 땅, 바다에서 총성이 사라졌습니다.
On the Korean Peninsula, shots are no longer heard in the sky, on land, or at sea. Ideas once regarded as ethereal rainbows are now taking shape before our eyes.
Cho Song-ryol is a recently retired researcher from the Institute for National Security Strategy, a government-funded think tank in Seoul. He says developments in Hanoi caught Moon off guard.
이번에 북미 정상회담에서 합의문 채택이 실패했기 때문에
Because the recent summit failed to reach an agreement, he says, implementing Moon's vision in earnest will be difficult. He had to take out large parts of his speech on inter-Korean economic cooperation. Some of those passages referred to the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone and the Diamond Mountain tourist site whose future is now in question. And plans to have Kim Jong-un visit Seoul, which would be the first ever visit to the South by a North Korean leader, are now likely to be put on hold. Peter Kim, a U.S.-Korean relations expert at Seoul's Kongmin University, provided some of the few upticks in Moon's sliding approval ratings. His efforts to help workers instead of big corporations such as Hyundai and Samsung have proved unpopular, especially with small business owners.
He doesn't want Korea to focus as heavily on conglomerate-driven growth or economic growth as it was in previous administrations. Because it hasn't worked, and also the hourly increase in the minimum wage, those have combined to weaken the overall approval rating of his administration.
But Moon does not seem to be panicking. One reason, says John DeLury, an historian at Yonsei University in Seoul, is that South Koreans have lived through plenty of diplomatic setbacks, compared to which Hanoi doesn't look that bad.
I think the view is that it didn't work in Hanoi, but the two sides didn't storm out, you know, screaming at each other. It kind of parted amicably. And therefore, the attitude by President Moon here is, we just got to get right back in there.
At a meeting of his National Security Council today, Moon told his officials that at least President Trump and Chairman Kim had gotten into the nitty-gritty details of dismantling nuclear facilities and easing economic sanctions.
I give President Trump high marks for explaining after the summit why he didn't reach an agreement and for expressing his continuing trust in Chairman Kim Jong-un and his commitment to further dialogue.
Moon called for semi-official talks between the U.S., North, and South Korea to keep dialogue going. And on Saturday, the U.S. and South Korea announced they'd cancel annual spring military drills in order to make more room for diplomacy with Pyongyang. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.